Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in-store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by PrimePod Network, for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
If you had all the money you ever wanted, how would you get up in the morning? What would you do? The chances are you don't know anything about goals. If they are, you know something, they're probably low goals. You've never thought about being a billionaire. You can't become a billionaire unless you think about it. How do the millennials make money? But without some foundation, my answer doesn't make sense. For some of your listeners, my answer is not going to make sense even with some foundation. But you have to want to make a shit ton of money. If you change 1 billion lives, you'll get wealthy. What do you believe in enough to quit your job to try to change 1 billion lives? Most of the kids just want to know if they get paid twice a month. Most of millennials don't believe in themselves. They act like victims. They have the victim syndrome. And that's unfortunate. 87% of the human race is unhappy. 87. And why are they unhappy? Yeah, I can tell you. They don't have what they perceive as what they deserve. But it's not what you deserve in life, it's what you earn in life. Did you know that 71% of millennials cry at work once a week? It's pathetic. You ask how millennials become multimillionaires rich, right? Well, first of all, you gotta man up. Now, this sounds awful. You gotta act like you had a pair. It's that simple. The millennials like the MMA and, you know, martial arts. You know why? Because they're all wusses. Why are guys like Joe Rogan and Jocko Wacko? Why are they so admired by you kids? Because they're men. Because they got a pair. When parents tell their kids, you can be anything you want to be, you can be the president of the United States, that's bullshit. You can be anything you want to be if you've been groomed properly. Okay? And that means your parents had to know something about building self-esteem. So when I tell you, you can be anything you want to be, I've created billionaires with these two hands. Multi-billionaires. From kids, one kid just last year, no education, 7 months, $70 million. And virtually all the other gurus, although I don't consider them in my league, say it's easy and they upsell you. And then they upsell you, then they say it's even easier with this. And it's not easy. It's ball busting, takes a lot of human sacrifice, but you've got to really want it. I mean, you have to want it more than the air that you breathe. At the sacrifice of your family, everything. 10 years, I mean, I was focused on one thing, to the exclusion of my family, my God, everybody. I wanted to be super wealthy, as I defined back then. And most of my net worth was created during that period of time. Number one, you want to be in a business where there's big margins, big gross margins. For example, retail, forget about it. Restaurants, forget about it. You want big margins. Unfortunately, in my opinion, most internet businesses have big margins. That's why you flock to it.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
First of all, you want between 20 and 40% gross margins. So even if you mismanage it, you'll come out with a decent net margin. Number two, if you're not first, you have to be different. What I see kids doing is just replicating the same business idea over and over again. So if you're not first, you've got to be different. How are you different? Well, who's your market? You really understand who your market is. Best and easiest way to become wealthy, not overnight, but in a short period of time, is to come up with an idea that nobody's come up with. And unfortunately, most ideas have already been explored. You're not going to invent steel. You're not going to invent rubber. You're not going to invent the wheel. You're not going to, you know, none of these things. Right now, there's more money than you think being made in green. I'm not a believer that the world's going to end in because of global warming. But there's little niches. I would look at government contracts. Because unfortunately, the Canadian government, the U.S. government, the British government doesn't have a level of expertise that you have to bid on government contracts. There are 3 million contracts daily being let in the Canadian government. There's 10 million contracts daily in the U.S. government. And so how can I bid, you're asking yourself, when I don't know anything? You go find a joint venture partner. A joint venture partner has no downside taking you on as a joint venture partner, minority partner, if you do all the work and they get the business. And that's how you get your foot in the door. If you're lazy, I mean, there's nothing that can help you. Andrew Carnegie said it best. Tom Watson Sr., the founder of IBM, said it best again. Henry Ford, one, said it again, and I've said it. If you have to motivate employees, they're not worth having. Nobody ever had to motivate me in my life. And one of my big bosses on Wall Street, who's the godfather to our youngest son, and he hates hearing this, when your dad was 26, 27, 28, we would have to have security drag him out of the office because he'd sleep at his desk for 7 or 8 days. His secretary used to go out and buy him new shirts and underwear, and he'd sponge bath in the men's room. Our kids don't like hearing that story, but it happens to be true. Nobody ever had to motivate me. I've never, ever been corrected for making a mistake in my 51 years in business. Never once. I'm always the most prepared in the room. I came from nothing, but I had self-esteem. You don't have to have money to make money. What you have to have is belief in yourself. Be the best at what you love to do. Be all you can be.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.